Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, very glad to have you with us. Thank you for being here. We've got some breaking news here in New York State that I need to touch on right here at the beginning. And then we're going to continue to help those families that are starving in Lebanon with Heart for Lebanon. It's going to be a big hour. I hope you'll stay right here. Kevin McCullough, Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, so much to get to, but the top line story today is that the Supreme Court has finally weighed in on one of the two biggest cases that it had before it for the year. And we were very much aware that a decision was going to be handed down in the New York gun case. Some of you may have known about it and followed it. But what it exactly accomplishes and what it exactly means, I'm just going to tell you some of the peripheral. And then I want you to also know that we have a matching hour this hour to help the families of Lebanon. Now, we are somewhere in the neighborhood of nearing 100 families helped so far of the 166 that we have on the list. So I'm very grateful for that. And for every $116 gift we can bring in this hour, someone else is going to pony that up, at least for the first 10. So we need to reach 10 families helped this hour. And if we do that, another listener is going to come alongside and say, hey, I'm going to match that dollar for dollar. The phone number for that, by the way, if you want to call now, 888-211-5944, 888-211-5944, 888-211-5944. You can also give online, which amazingly about half of you have this year. I was looking at the breakdown between people that make the call or give online, and nearly 50% of the gifts have come from online. So thank you for those of you that find it easier to do it that way. I always give online now. Just go to WMCA.com and click on the Heart for Lebanon banner. And if you register your gift this hour, and if we reach 10 families helped this hour, this matching challenge is going to kick in with an additional 10 families. And that will move us closer to that 166 families being taken off the critical care needs list. And I hope that we're able to do that. But let me get to the top story of the day. The Supreme Court ruled on a major case for the first time in decades. The Supreme Court ruled Thursday 6-3 that the New York State regulations made it difficult to obtain a license to conceal carry a handgun were unconstitutionally restrictive, and that it should be easier to obtain a license. The existing standard required an applicant to show proper cause for seeking a license and allowed New York officials to exercise, quote, discretion in determining whether a person has shown good enough reason for needing to carry a firearm, stating that one wished to protect themselves or their property was not merely enough. In this case, petitioners and respondents agree that ordinary law-abiding citizens have a similar right to carry handguns publicly for their self-defense. We, too, agree and now hold consistent with Heller and McDonald that the Second and 14th Amendments protect an individual's right to carry a handgun for self-defense outside the home, said Justice Clarence Thomas as he wrote the court's major opinion. That, by the way, those are references to two other previous gun cases, the Heller opinion and the McDonald opinion. He went on to say, because the state of New York issues public carry licenses only when an applicant demonstrates a special need for self-defense, we conclude that the state's licensing regime violates the Constitution. He did note that the state statute does not define what proper cause means, and that courts had ruled that the standard was met by people who showed a special need for self-protection. The special need standard is demanding, Thomas wrote. For example, living or working in an area noted for criminal activity does not suffice. In other words, if you live in a bad neighborhood and you wanted to carry a handgun to protect yourself, and maybe you're coming home at, you work the second shift and you come home late at night, that doesn't suffice in New York State, and you can't say you're protecting yourself, even though that's why you would be carrying it. In 43 other states, Thomas noted, authorities are required to issue licenses to applicants who meet certain requirements, and officials do not have discretion to say no due to what they believe is an insufficient need. The case was filed by the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association, was the first major gun rights case before the Supreme Court in more than a decade. He said Supreme Court Justice Thomas went on to say, as we stated in Heller and repeated in McDonald, individual self-defense is the central component of the Second Amendment right. He also referenced how Heller made clear that restrictions on carrying guns in sensitive places is permissible, and how New York was wrong for arguing that its law was merely doing that. He said, we do think respondents err in their attempt to characterize New York's proper cause requirement as a sensitive place law. Thomas wrote, sensitive places, as anywhere where people typically congregate, where law enforcement and other public safety professionals are presumptively available. This definition, Thomas said, is too broad. Put simply, there is no historical basis for New York to effectively declare the island of Manhattan a sensitive place simply because it is crowded and protected generally by the NYPD. The justice also looked at the plain language of the Second Amendment, which protects the right to keep and bear. He described keeping and bearing as two separate things, noting that Heller defines bear as to wear, bear, or carry. This implies public carrying, Thomas said, because someone would not generally wear their gun in a holster at home, but would keep it somewhere else. The 63-page opinion also explored historical restrictions on carrying handguns that New York relied on, and he explained why they do not justify a current restriction, noting how past regulations from centuries ago focused on dangerous and unusual weapons, while handguns today are relatively commonplace. He went on to say that the right to keep and bear arms should not be held to a lower standard than other constitutional rights. He said, we know of no other constitutional right that an individual may exercise only after demonstrating to government officers some special need. This is not how the First Amendment works. When it comes to unpopular speech or free exercise of religion, it is not how the Sixth Amendment works when it comes to a defendant's right to confront the witnesses against him, and it's not how the Second Amendment works when it comes to public carry for self-defense. Justice Stephen Breyer wrote an impassioned dissenting opinion in which he referenced a present-day fervor over gun violence as well as recent events. Many states, he said, have tried to address some of the dangers of gun violence just described by passing laws that limit in various ways who may purchase, carry, and use firearms. The court today severely burdened states' efforts to do so. But an overwhelming win, 6-3 win in the court today for the Second Amendment and for people that believe in the Second Amendment. And it's going to make, in my estimation, New York City and New York State a safer place, one that is actually going to become a more dangerous place for criminals than they have now. And I was just speaking with a friend about this before going on air today, and it just hear me out on this logic. My friend said, but Kev, just imagine that anybody could have a gun. And I said to my friend, we'll call her Joyce. I said, Joyce, they already have those guns. Those guns are what's already on the street. The criminals have them. They have a way of getting them. They have a way of keeping them and using them in crime. And there's all kinds of ways in which gun violence here in New York City especially has exploded over the last 2 years, despite all of the laws and restrictions and everything else that we have on there. One of the reasons why that happens is because the criminal believes that there's no accountability for their actions. Now they will have to worry, if I stop to rob this person, if I want to hold up this bodega owner, if I intend to take this person out on the subway, do they have a means of defending themselves? All of a sudden, there is something that is causing the criminal to say, well, wait a second, maybe this isn't such a good idea. Maybe I will be held accountable. Maybe there is some sort of retaliation or reprise for my actions. And at the end of the day, I don't want people, you know, hurt or injured or damaged. But this is why you try to hold criminal activity in check. You try to keep criminals from doing criminal things, because when you stop criminals from doing criminal activity, society is a safer place, even if they still harbor a desire in their heart to perform criminal activity. The more you can keep them from expressing it, the safer society is. And that's what this opinion I believe, will bring about in New York City and state. We'll have to see what happens. Anyway, we're going to go back to the discussion of the families. Friends, there's a matching challenge this hour. Will you help us rescue 10 families in Lebanon right now? 888-211-5944. $116 provides four crucial months of emergency food supply for the starving populace of Lebanon, normally dependent upon the Ukraine for their grain. They don't have any, and that's the problem. 888-211-5944. Heart for Lebanon joins me next. Stay here. Hi, Kevin McCullough. As you know, our friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Now Mike has done it again by introducing his My Slippers. I'm wearing mine as I read this spot, actually. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so you need to order right now. 800-651-0798. That's 800-651-0798. Use the promo code WMCA. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop the My Slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and out all day long, made with the MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, and made with quality leather suede. Remember, for a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. Order right now. 800-651-0798. That's 800-651-0798. Use the promo code WMCA or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use promo code WMCA.
Your local radio stations are here for you. No subscriptions or monthly fees necessary. We're here to give you the news, weather, and traffic you need and the music you love. But if the foreign-owned record labels get their way, it could stop the music. They want Congress to force radio stations to pay them more money simply to play their music. Don't let radio go silent. Text LOCAL to 52886 and tell Congress to protect local radio stations. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Download the AM 570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com. Tune in iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Don't go to bed another night worrying about unfiled taxes or letters from the IRS. If you owe $25,000 or more, there is local help available. 201-479-2572. That's 201-479-2572. JLD Tax Resolution Group provides real solutions to your IRS problems right here in Jersey City. They specialize in helping self-employed individuals and businesses resolve their IRS problems for the least amount allowed by law. No more fake promises, just real solutions and real results. Don't call someone in California or Idaho. You can meet the owner, Jonathan Donenfeld, in his office in downtown Jersey City. They offer a free tax strategy session where they come up with a plan to resolve your tax problem. Don't call an 800 number. Call Jonathan now. 201-479-2572. That's 201-479-2572. Call now, 201-479-2572, or visit their website, 201tax.com. That's 201tax.com.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with Brooklyn DA Eric Gonzalez about the crisis that plagues Rikers Island and what can be done about it. It's Reaching Out, Saturday afternoon at 4:30 on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA.
Right now, police are stepping up patrols to make sure drivers and pedestrians obey our crosswalk laws. Why? Because every year in New York, people are injured or killed just crossing the street. So remember, pedestrians, obey traffic signals and use crosswalks. And drivers, yield to pedestrians in crosswalks. If you don't, we will educate you on the law. And you may get a ticket, because tickets get attention, and that saves lives. A message from the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
If you are 65 or older, you know this. It's really frustrating to deal with out-of-pocket medical expenses, watching your hard-earned dollars just flying out the window. Well, here's something that can really help, and it's worth taking a minute to look into. MediShare has a new option called MediShare 65 Plus. MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills, and it really is a community. People encourage and pray for each other. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B that fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. You can lock in one low monthly price for up to 10 years. It's a great for peace of mind. You can use your Medicare-approved doctor and get prescription savings, dental and vision savings. Very worth looking into, and it's so easy to find out why people rave about the customer service at MediShare. They're great to talk to on the phone. Here's the number. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
It's very exciting and encouraging for us to see the fruits of a hard work, of many years of Bible study. Our goal is to make disciples. And those disciples will start programs with other people, and they will invite other people to know Jesus Christ. Our goal is to spread the kingdom of God among the camps and all the Muslim women and men.
All right, that is a firsthand account from the field as to exactly what Heart for Lebanon wants to do. 888-211-5944, 888-211-5944. And she put it very simply, we want to make disciples. And you know, friends, that the whole purpose of the church is that people become followers who become disciples who then make disciples who then make disciples who then make disciples. That's the church growth plan, according to Jesus and what he asks us to do. And someone who cares very passionately about that is the co-founder of Heart for Lebanon. I'm not talking about Tom Adama. I'm talking about the other guy that we hardly ever get to speak with because many times he is just stationed right there in Lebanon. But Camille Melky is with us. And Camille, it's fun to get to have you in studio today. Thank you for being here. But let me go back to what that lady just said. The heartbeat of Heart for Lebanon is to reach people with the gospel. What does that mean to you?
Well, Kevin, first, thank you for having me on your show. As you just said it, the mission of the church is to make disciples. Thus, the mission of Heart for Lebanon is to make disciples and disciple makers who would disciple others, and that continues on. You know, living in Lebanon, we experience a lot of hardships. Literally, we say the grounds underneath us is shaking. It is. It is because of economic turmoil. It is because of many wars and crises around us. But also the grounds under the Muslim world is shaking. This is our opportunity. You know, Kevin, the body of Christ has two arms. One of proclaiming the gospel, and the other one is of living the gospel in the midst of the societies God has called us to serve. It's like caring and sharing at the same time, caring for the needs of people in destitutes, sharing the love of Jesus Christ with them. You do that well, and people start to ask you that one question: who are you and who sent you? Well, we're followers of Jesus Christ. We are about his mission and about making disciples. We tell them we come sent by the loving heart of Jesus Christ. We have experienced that love unconditionally, and we want to share with you unconditionally as well. You do that well, and then you have people asking if God cares and if God exists. You engage into relationships of trust. You answer their tricking questions. You know, in Islam, for example, there are 99 attributes of Allah, the God they serve. God of strength, God of power, God of wisdom. But none of them talks about the God of love. And in Christianity, our faith is grounded in this wonderful statement that we all hear, this verse in John 3:16. God loves us so much. He gave us his only son at the cross. That's the unconditional love that we carry on. Today, we have more than 1,200 adults on every given week, either worshiping in one of our church plants in southern Lebanon or the Bekaa Valley, or at our Bible study, discipleship, leadership training. They are eager and thirsty to hear the gospel. We have hundreds of students every week in chapel, in Bible lessons, in discipleship classes, all of them worshiping together whether they come from a Muslim background, Shia, Sunni, Kurds, whether they come as Syrian refugees, Iraqi refugees, or local Lebanese, whether they come from traditional Christian background or any other ethnic group, it doesn't matter. It does not matter who we were before Christ. What matters is who we are in Christ. And this is the future that we want to proclaim in the presence of the people that we serve. We live in this earth in a temporary stage, but we have the heavens for us to live in the presence of the Lord for eternity. Which one would you choose? You care and feed people, attend to their needs, but don't forget to share the gospel openly, clearly, and boldly with them.
Yeah, well, that's why Heart for Lebanon is so different. It is not just a transaction of people that have needs and coming to an organization that says, well, we can help meet those needs. It is a relationship that says, let's go deeper than just what you perceive your needs to be. Let's talk about who you are and what plan God has for you and all the rest of that. And friends, that's why we're asking you, before the bottom of this hour, will you help us fulfill that 10 family challenge? 888-211-5944. If we see 10 gifts coming in, we've got another giver that's generous and wants to do 10 families all in one gift. 888-211-5944. And maybe you'd like to just be a 10 family giver yourself. We could use those gifts. $1,160 will care for 10 families. Otherwise, it's $116 per family that helps a family for 4 months. You get them into the program. A lot of these families are single moms, many kids. You could have, a grandmother or an aunt or someone else in the picture as well. But there's a lot of need. And connecting these families to Heart for Lebanon, that first 4 months, that's where they build the relationship. That's where they spend the time talking. That's where they make sure they have plenty to eat. They get them enrolled in the school. They do all that stuff. That's what the $116 helps to provide when you give right now. 888-211-5944. 888-211-5944. But we need your gift before the bottom of the hour. Camille Melke is the co-founder of Heart for Lebanon. And Camille, one of the things that strikes me is that you can find any number of organizations that'll say, well, you know, we'll send some grain. Ukraine's busted right now. We'll make sure that they get some grain and feed some people some bread. But you find almost no organizations that say, but what about their heart? What about who they are? How do they perceive themselves? Do they see themselves the way God sees them? Or do they see themselves as some sort of distorted message, the way Allah or others would say, you know, you have to serve us and, you know, fierce obedience, otherwise, you know, there's no mercy. I mean, there's a true difference there.
There's definitely a difference, Kevin. You know, definitely meeting people's need is this access, this opportunity for us to be credible and reliable when people are asking the question, why we care, right? Especially in the Middle East, humanitarian aid is offered, but it's always offered with a condition attached to it. And that is most of the time for political gain, for brainwashing, for indoctrinating individuals, especially into a Muslim negative attitude, radical thinking. Our goal, Kevin, is to make sure that we are helping to transform the lives of these individuals. They are fed, cared, but they are also reached with the gospel, because that's what will make the difference. That's how we can see reconciliation. That's how we can see peacemaking. That's, you know, remember, God said that he has given us this beautiful gift of reconciliation, partnering with the Son in order to reconcile the broken world with the Father. This is our opportunity. Let's care and share.
All right. Camille Melke, great to have you in studio. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Phone number again, friend, 888-211-5944. We need you to go to the phone right now. Just a couple of minutes left in that challenge. 888-211-5944, or go to WMCA.com. Get it time stamped before the bottom of the hour. It'll apply to the challenge. 888-211-5944. 888-211-5944 or WMCA.com and click the Heart for Lebanon banner there at the top of the page. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
It's Dr. Lederman speaking with 007 about prostate cancer.
You're 007.
The real 007. I was diagnosed in 2005 with prostate cancer. I requested a biopsy.
Why?
Going up, I got a biopsy that I had cancer in my prostate.
And then the doctor told you, hey, you got to have
surgery.
Did your doctor tell you about Dr. Lederman and radiosurgery?
It's his bread and butter to operate. Not only do they leave the cancer behind, which is the most important thing, but you're incontinent and your sex life is kaput. I knew about your treatment, which was very easy to do.
15 years later, your PSA is zero.
My urinary life is okay. My sex life is very good.
For more cancer information, call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted, 1384 Broadway. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
If you have certain chronic conditions, such as heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older,
52,
36,
42, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-379-9528. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-379-9528. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-379-9528. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life, call 800-379-9528.
Where are your family's old film reels, videotapes, and photos? Are they sitting in dusty shoeboxes and neglected bins at risk of completely fading away? Digitizing your aging media with Legacy Box is the safe and easy way to preserve and pass down your family's legacy. Simply send your Legacy Box kit filled with old home movies and pictures. Legacy Box does the rest, converting your moments to DVD or digital. Legacy Box has been trusted by over 1 million families and has over 10,000 five-star reviews. Be your family's hero. Unlock the memories trapped on VHS, camcorder tapes, and 8mm reels. Experience the joy and excitement of rewatching your wedding day, baby's first steps, and Christmas mornings. Feel relief knowing all those cherished moments are safe from fires and water damage. The Legacy Box Father's Day event is happening now. Go to legacybox.com/lbox to save 50%. Legacy Box is great for your family or as a gift for dad. That's legacybox.com/lbox for 50% off. legacybox.com/lbox.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Due to the challenges that Lebanon is passing through these days, all people in Lebanon are suffering, whether they are refugees or Lebanese. People are hungry, thirsty, they have no hope, and we exist as Heart for Lebanon to help the families who are in need. In 2021, we chose to expand the work with the Lebanese and refugees as well. We increased the number of food portions to be distributed to the families who are in need. We increased the number of students, Lebanese and Syrian, because a lot of people are not able to pay the tuition for the school. We expanded the spiritual work among the people that we are serving, because when we are visiting people, we see how much pain they have. This is why we go and pray with them We read the Bible with them. We encourage them. We share the message of Jesus Christ with them. We tell them that there is hope, and the only hope that we have or we can have is just in Jesus Christ. Mm.
So needed, and that is exactly what your dollars do when you give your gift to A Heart for Lebanon right now. 888-211-5944. You can also give online at WMCA.com. 888-211-5944 or WMCA.com, and click on the Heart for Lebanon banner at the top of the page. Jack Hibbert is back with us. And Jack, it was a real treat to get to speak with Camille Melke for a few minutes. He's very busy. And just even for those few minutes, we're very grateful to hear from his heart, because it gives you an insight in terms of what the entire organization is about. When the leaders, Tom and Camille, speak the way they do passionately about the needs. And it's time for us that have been listening for a few days, and we've been thinking, you know, we've been nodding the head, you know, this is really good stuff. This, you know, this is a good thing to do. People should be doing this thing that we're talking about and hearing about. And I like the thing that the Heart for Lebanon is doing. And there's a lot of nodding of the head. Now it's time to stop the nodding of the head and start doing the thing, which is making the phone call.
Yeah, and you could do that at 888-211-5944, 888-211-5944. If you're busy, can't get to the phone, a great way to give is to click the Heart for Lebanon banner at WMCA.com. Kevin, we threw out a little bit of a challenge to start this program today. In fact, it was a very significant challenge. I don't want to minimize it at all. Patrick from Whitestone, New York, had stepped up and gave a gift to take care of 10 families. That's a gift of $1,160. And he was really challenging us to step up and meet that goal today of at least in the next 30 minutes. We were trying to take care of another 10 families. We have a big goal together. The Lord's really put 130 families still to go on our heart, a total of 160 we want to take care of in our efforts together, this partnership between you, the WMCA listeners, and Heart for Lebanon. I had the privilege of just stepping out and checking some things while Camille was with us over the last couple of moments. And Kevin, we've made a little bit of progress. I want to say thank you to Glenn and Jose and Tula for stepping up and each taking care of a family. But if I'm doing the math correctly, that's 3 out of 10. I'm not a mathematical genius, but it looks like 7 families still to go in this challenge. So in case you're wondering what that would take, every gift of $116 helps a child and their family with food for 4 months and provides the hope of the gospel. You could hear the hope that's being shared just in what Camille shared with us. A gift of $812 would help us meet Patrick's challenge. That would take care of these next 7 families. Maybe you're in a position, you've been uniquely blessed and could make that, knowing the long-term eternal value of your investment today. $812 would do that. Or maybe you and another friend stepping up with a gift of about $400. That would do it as well. Or again, you and 6 others right now making that gift of $116 to take these next 7 families off the list. And, you know, as you give, you're realizing that the impact of your gift is being doubled thanks to this significant and generous gift from Patrick and Whitestone.
Yeah. Well, and if we're going to get to that 165 family mark, we're going to need to have a few families taken care of, you know, each time, each day. So friends, as you're listening and praying, and no, I can't tell you how much you're supposed to give, nor can Jack, nor can Camille or Tom. It is not something that we know. Only you and the Holy Spirit, you know, work that out. But what our job is to do is to present the need and then to show you how the solution actually solves the need. And Jack, if people are just joining us for the first time, Heart for Lebanon is committed to doing this across a multitude of strategies. It starts with some emergency food supplies that they will not last without because of this grain famine that's going on in the country.
Well, we don't even earn the right to be able to share the eternal hope that comes in Jesus without first meeting needs. And so that's what it's about. They are in desperate need right now, Kevin. Food is at a shortage. The economy is in tatters. We'll meet those needs. But you know, as you invest with us today, we'll also share with them the hope that comes in Jesus.
888-211-5944. Go make the call. 888-211-5944. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've seen the headlines. You know the devastation that the Ukrainian crisis has brought to the Ukrainian people. Thankfully, we've been able to help in that arena on some level. But did you know that they supply the grain for much of the rest of the region? And did you know that our partners in Lebanon, at Heart for Lebanon, told us recently that the Ukraine supplies up to 85% of the nation's total amount of grain for Lebanon? That means that after their grain elevator exploded 2 years ago, and now that this crisis is underway, that there is a food desperation in Lebanon like we've never seen. And though Heart for Lebanon is more gospel-focused in their work, they recognize that if people are hungry, they're going to have a hard time hearing the gospel. Would you help us feed a family, rescue one for the next 4 months? One gift of $116 will feed that family for the next 4 months. Call 888-211-5944. 888-211-5944. 888-211-5944. Or go to WMCA.com.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com. Reliability, dependability, quality, and value. Sentiments not usually associated with an affordable four-door sedan. Meet the 2022 Mitsubishi Mirage G4, starting from $15,465. With 35 mpg city and 41 mpg highway, this makes the Mirage G4 the class leader in fuel economy. But not boring. The G4 is connected for adventure with the latest technology of Apple CarPlay and Android Auto Standard. Precious cargo? Mitsubishi G4 comes standard with loads of safety features, including forward collision mitigation with pedestrian detection. And it's all backed with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty to give you peace of mind. Come visit Freehold Mitsubishi today. Just a short ride from anywhere in the metro tri-state area. Visit FreeholdMitsubishi.com or call 732-863-2788.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-786-2300. 800-786-2300. That's 800-786-2300.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, I want to say thank you to those of you that have been calling 888-211-5944. The challenge is still in effect. We are trying to hit that 10th family before the end of this hour, and we need your calls right now, 888-211-5944. Again, what we're in the midst of is a 10-family matching challenge. Patrick from New York has said, hey, I want to not only be generous and give what God has given to me to be useful, but I want to challenge others to do the same. And so essentially, your gift can be doubled right now because of Patrick's generosity. But we need you to do that before the end of this hour, 888-211-5944, or you can go online at WMCA.com. Any gift coming in before the end of this hour, time-stamped, will account toward the challenge. Jack Hibbard is back with us from Heart for Lebanon. And Jack, the situation in Lebanon is as bad as it's ever been. But the effectiveness of Heart for Lebanon is as effective as it's ever been. Help us understand how.
Yeah, that's the amazing thing, Kevin. In the middle of, like you said, probably the worst situation I certainly have ever seen in all of our history, our 16 plus years of existence, God is working in greater ways than ever before. And I can't explain that. You know, you look at the world news today. In fact, I know so many WMCA listeners in the last several days have stepped up, even in recent weeks, to graciously take care of people who are hurting in Ukraine. And obviously, that country needs our prayers. We need peace there. But today is your opportunity to take care of those who have been so adversely affected by everything that's happening there. Kevin's referred to this a couple of times. We are in a tremendous food shortage there right now in Lebanon. And that's because as a bread culture, Lebanon, who used to get the majority of its grain from Ukraine, has seen that stop since the war has started. You factor in the insane inflation and crumbling economy that Lebanon has, fuel shortages, medicine shortages. The currency in Lebanon, Kevin, has lost 90%. Think about that for a second. If you woke up tomorrow and your dollar was only worth 10 cents, that's exactly what's happened in Lebanon. I mean, we've got a humanitarian catastrophe there that is really honestly akin to a natural disaster. But as we said before, humanitarian aid is only a Band-Aid. Lebanon needs surgery. They need rescue. And I think sometimes when we talk about, rescuing a child or saving a life, that sometimes that sounds a little like hyperbole. But I want you to listen to Amira's story, because as you invest with Heart for Lebanon today, you can be assured that you're helping to save lives like Amira. Listen to this.
The days of war in Syria, I wish no one ever sees them. Fear, death, and suffering surrounded me. My name is Amira from Homs. We came to Lebanon in 2014 as refugees because of the war, trouble, and fear. After we settled in this tent, I gave birth to Aya. Then my husband had to go to the Syrian borders to fix his papers. But he suddenly disappeared, and we haven't heard anything of him since. I was in shock and suffered a lot until it was time to give birth to my daughter. But when I was giving birth to her, she passed away. This was another shock, which made me suffer a lot. I was very depressed and wretched. I constantly thought of taking my own life. I met Heart for Lebanon through our Kurdish neighbors. There was this lady who kept insisting that I come along with her. So that's what I did. I started going with her every Wednesday and Sunday. And step by step, I was learning lessons from the Bible. Every time I went to church, I felt as if a heavy weight fell off my shoulders before I slept. I felt extremely comforted. I wish that Sundays would come very quickly, just so I could go and learn more. I've suffered so much from many things. I mean, my life couldn't get any worse. But after meeting Heart for Lebanon, my faith in God grew so much. And I pray that He strengthens me and lifts me up at all times. I learned a lot and developed as a person. All the dark thoughts I had about suicide, I threw them out of my head completely, and I started facing life in a better way.
Wow. Jack, it doesn't get more real than that.
Yeah, it's not hyperbole, right? These are lives that are hanging in the balance. I mean, she used the words, I despaired of my life. Life couldn't get worse. And it started with Amira through helping her immediate needs. It started because she had a need to eat, right? A basic need that all of us face. But that opened up the door to a relationship, because we didn't just drop off food and then forget about Amira. We kept going back. we found out about her heartbreaking story of losing her daughter, of not having a husband, of thinking about suicide. We found out all those things through a relationship, and we led her to a Bible study where she encountered Jesus, and her life will never, ever be the same. Her life was saved because somebody right here in the New York City metro area, somebody just like you listening, was willing to provide the opportunity for us to actually go meet an Amira and save her life. So when we talk about lives hanging in the balance, when we use words like rescue, it's real, friends. That's what you're getting the opportunity to do. It's not just the good works of taking care of somebody like Amira's immediate needs. It is the gospel, and that is long-term value. Is that worthy of your investment today? I hope and pray that it is.
Friends, they have lots of needs. They need food. They need shelter. They need a place as refugees to find work, to find education for their kids. Heart for Lebanon is fine in helping them with all of those needs. But their biggest need, the need that overwhelms all the other aspects of their life, is the need for Jesus. And that is what Heart for Lebanon is uniquely with every relationship, planting seed after seed after seed. Did you know Jesus loves you? Did you know that he cares about you? And as you just heard from Amir's story, it produces fruit. 888-211-5944. That's all the more reason we want to make sure that we get this 10 family match challenge done before the end of the hour. 888-211-5944. You can also go online to WMCA.com. Whether you give online or whether you call the number, it's not going to take more than about 2 minutes to get on and off the transaction, if that long. If you do it online, if you're really good, if you're like me, you've got your card number memorized, you can probably do it in about 30 seconds. But if you have to pull it out, maybe 2 minutes. But can you go now? Because we need it before the end of this hour. Please give. 888-211-5944.
This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. Is there something that conservatives and liberals agree on in the aftermath of the massacre in Texas? Let's begin with a reminder of what Justice Scalia wrote in the 2008 Heller decision. The justice reiterated that the court did not want to cast doubt on the legality of laws forbidding, quote, felons and the mentally ill, close quote, from possessing firearms. So the right to own a weapon is not absolute. No serious person believes it is. What then should Congress aim to achieve? First, the police should have acted very differently, beginning with the absence from the scene of any kind of regular, quote, resource officer, and then the terrible decision to wait and wait to rush the killer. Second, I think a supermajority of voters also believe that well-trained, experienced, and well-armed officers need to be on the campuses of all K-12 schools. These steps make sense. Neither gun rights absolutist nor gun confiscation enthusiast ought to control this conversation anymore. There is a sound center. Let's begin there, and quickly.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you got lower back pain, neck pain, upper back pain, even sciatica, maybe completely debilitated from walking due to the amounts of pain in your back, then you need to talk to my great friend, Dr. Melinda Keller. As the director of the Brooklyn Spine Center, she specializes in that non-surgical spinal decompression. And what I love about Dr. Keller is that she's committed to eradicating the pain, not with scary injections or surgery, but she wants to make sure your spine is healthy. She gives you a complete diagnosis. And if you have a bulging disc, spinal stenosis, sciatica, or herniated disc, she is going to point you in an all-natural direction first that will not cut on your body or put shots into your system. Find out for yourself, because she's going to help you alleviate that pain and doing things like walk freely again and playing with your kids or grandkids. So call Dr. Keller now, 718-234-6200. That's 718-234-6200. And let Dr. Keller and the Brooklyn Spine Center help you today. That's 718-234-6200 or brooklynspinecenter.com.
Hello, friends. This is Jason from Be Alive, inviting you to tune in every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for the Jesus, Matt, and Lori Show to be uplifted right here on WMCA.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Just a few minutes left in our matching challenge. And, friends, I need you, I want you to go to the phone and help us put this challenge to the best use possible. 888-211-5944. Thank you to those of you who have given. You can also give online at WMCA.com. We have just a few minutes left in the hour. Jack Hibbard, what's on your mind as you think about these families that are on this critical needs list?
Well, Kevin, you know, I honestly was out on a walk this morning praying about our time together today and just praying that God would move the hearts of those listening today to really understand, I think, what we're doing. I love what you just said. You said you're needed. We need you to put this money to work to meet this challenge for the best use possible. And, man, when I think about that phrase, I just can't think of anything better than the Ministry of Heart for Lebanon because of the way we go about ministry. I'm so proud to be a part of it. You know, I got thinking this morning, if all God wanted to do, Kevin, was to feed people, when he sent Jesus, he would have sent a chef, right? but what he sent was a savior. And here's the thing you need to know about Heart for Lebanon. We want to make sure it is our goal that every single person that we have the privilege of feeding and serving gets to know Jesus is a savior of the world, and that despite their current circumstances, they can have a future and an eternal hope. That's the difference in Heart for Lebanon. It's not just about, you know, giving them food that will sustain them maybe for their life, but it's about providing them a way to know life forever, life eternal. And I would just ask you today, is that something that's worthy of your investment? If so, I can promise you, you can check Heart for Lebanon out at Charity Navigator, highest ratings possible, put more money to ministry than so many other organizations. There are all those things that you can check. But at the end of the day, what I want you to know from my heart to yours is I can promise you that as you invest in the ministry of Heart for Lebanon, we will make sure that the immediate needs of hurting people, refugees who have nothing, they don't even have a toilet. Refugees who have nothing, that their needs are met. Yes, we'll feed them, we'll clothe them, we'll take care of them. But all that is an entrance to a relationship that's going to give us the opportunity to share that there is a Savior who loves them and wants to provide for them an eternal home. Honestly, Kevin, I can't think of anything better to make an investment in. Jesus talked about it, right? Where your heart is, that's where your investment is. And so I'm praying that hearts will be moved and that they'll invest in something that lasts a lot longer than a transaction, that lasts a lot longer than just that moment of providing for the immediate needs, but lasts forever and gives them the hope that can only be found in Jesus.
All right. 888-211-5944, friends. It doesn't get more simple than that. But the urgency is imperative right now. We need your help, not only to meet this challenge, but to get that help to those that Heart for Lebanon have on this critical needs list, these families that are in the most dire of dire straits. 888-211-5944 or WMCA.com. And again, trying to make this matching challenge happen before the top of the hour. So you've only got a couple of minutes left, about 90 seconds, in fact. So go 888-211-5944, 888-211-5944 or WMCA.com.